north to the left, south to the right, and west and back. As the sportsmanship sponsors are coming up, and the sportsmanship message, I should say, not sponsors, is the teams are walking out onto the field for their introductions. In goal for East, I believe, will be Andrew Kraft. For Rapids, it will be Hayden Pisek. Officials, it'll be easy to tell them apart as the bright neon Seattle Seahawk green tops and black shorts. So they'll be very easy to tell apart from anybody out there, as it should be. So, the teams get out there along with the youth members of the, along with the youth numbers or members of the program. And they're going to go non-starters first. So, we'll wait for them to get over with the non-starters. Good number of young athletes out there for the Red Raiders. My goodness, there's at least one to every player out there, and sometimes two. That's encouraging for this program moving forward. Young ladies and young men, good to see. It's great to see that. There's about total darkness out away from the playing surface. Still a lot of green out there, not a lot of changing of the leaves. There's some spots out there that you can see. As the starters for East will be Andrew Kraft in goal. Brock Messman, he's a senior middle defenseman. Matthias Clements, defenseman, junior. Abond Zwani. He will be a forward. Brandon Hassan, he will be a midfielder. Nicholas Strand, he's a junior midfielder. And Lucen Nekirani, he's a junior forward. Donovan Young, midfielder senior. Gideon Weiss, he's a junior defenseman. Number 16, Connor Davis, he's a senior defenseman. Midfielder. And then Kashif Zakar. He will be a senior and a midfielder for East. Going the non-starters for the Red Raiders as we'll go along with them. Jackson Freeman. Walker Schmidt. And then following that up will be Lincoln Reeves, Gabe Lorena, Liam Walker, Cason Smith, he's a senior out there, and Connor Martin, and Zach Mansell. Jacob Boris and Cormac Cleveland and Nathaniel Berg, he's another one out there for the non-starters, and Diego Patino and Kellen Johnson, the starters for the Red Raiders. Deegan Armagost, he's getting the start today. Isaiah Turk, Briar Anderson, Tim Karbowski, Jack Ackerman, Kobe Verhulst, Nathaniel Bouchard, Kelvin Rapier, Jarrett Seligowski, 21. Aiden Pasek again in goal. Blaine Demon. And then, of course, the coaching staff's Jake Hintz leading the way for the Red Raiders. So, Seth, we're going to be doing the national anthem. We'll take about a 2-minute break, and we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Rodeo Grill just made Taco Tuesday better. Score beef tacos for $2 each or get steak, shrimp, chicken, and more for $2.50 each. Enjoy a $6.99 lunch menu. Ignite your taste buds with Mexican tacos from Rodeo Grill on 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns with Sinclair?
Clearing the field. Story is true. As we are just moments away from the opening touch of this home regular season finale against Was East and the Red Raiders. All kinds of fun things coming up on the air for us here at 105.5 FM WIRI and AM 1320 or 97.5 FM WFHR. With obviously the game tonight, that's always a lot of fun. Always enjoy doing that. Then tomorrow, Playmakers from 4 to 5. James and myself going to be talking sports, I'm sure. Things will come up in terms of the blockbuster trade. I don't know if you can call it a blockbuster trade, but it was a trade of significance. The Cincinnati Bengals traded for Joe Flacco. Need of a quarterback? Oh, they're trading one of their divisional rivals for one. As I think the Joe Flacco experiment in Cleveland has come to an end, but hey, they got a win out of it. They beat the Packers. There's that. And guess who's coming to town this Sunday? The Bengals. So get to see Joe Flacco twice this year. Difference is, I think he's had a worse. I think he's got a worse offensive line ahead of him in Cincinnati than he did in Cleveland. But you never know. That's why you play the game. As East will be going from my right to the left in this first half. They'll be heading north towards Lincoln High School as I look at it. Whereas Rapids will be defending the north goal. And they will be heading towards 105.5 on your dial on the radio, as Randy Paul likes to say it, as they will be going from my left to the right or from the north to the south towards the hockey rink. So we will be underway in a moment. Rapids kind of using a four defenseman back, kind of a 4-1-1-4 East. A 6-1-3 as they look to apply a lot of pressure in the offensive zone as Rapids trying to get the ball up ahead, and they're close to it. Deegan Armagost chips over to near side. Lane Neiman, he tries to send it into the box, and he does. Center attempt by Jack Ackerman. That's kicked out of bounds along the end line, and that's a corner kick coming just 25 seconds into the contest. So Neiman going to take that corner kick for the Red Raiders, applying pressure immediately. Ball's up, skittering through the mass, and it goes out, and then a kick way high and out of play. So goal kick coming for the Lumberjacks. Andrew Kraft doing the honors, wearing bright pink top, long sleeve shirt, white gloves, and black pants, as he gets to look different than his teammates out there. Kind of tell the difference so they don't interfere with him, as you don't want to do that. You don't want to interfere with the goalie at all. As East clears it out, Karbowski launches it back ahead. East trying to clear it back out, and they are starting to break out as breaking it up into the offensive zone was Nicholas Strand. Well, Rapids starting to apply pressure midfield, and they do. Neiman sends it up, running forward is Armagost. He's going up against a bigger opponent in number 12, that is Gideon Weiss. Up ahead, East about midfield, carrying it over is Donovan Young. Rapids gets back in the move of it and goes out of bounds, and that will stay with East as Weiss, I believe that's Weiss, Donovan Young goes to throw it in. Throwing it in, up ahead to his teammate, Abande Menzwa. That actually goes out of bounds. Karbowski now to throw it in. I think there's going to be a lot of neutral field play here, as these teams were pretty darn even in that first meeting. Again, a nil-nil tie just about 2.5 weeks ago. Neiman throws it up, looking for Armagost. Ackerman gets there first, and it will go to a corner kick. Rapids second one of the game, and we're not even 3 minutes in. Neiman lines it up. Red Raiders break into what they want to do. And that's going to be headed out of there by Menzwa. The Raiders trying to keep it in the offensive zone. He's trying to break it out. Pretty aggressive defense for the Raiders so far, as Torque kicks it back down. Going to be scooped up by Kraft as he just gobbles it up. I'm going to kick it back out. And there he goes. Kicks to about midfield. Arbowski's there along with a couple other Lumberjacks. Young and Weiss were both also in that, but ball goes out of bounds. And Young to throw it in. Throws it up ahead to Lucien Nakrani. The ball shot by Hassan, and that will be their first shot, and a save by Pisek. As we are now just over 4 minutes into this game. Rapids gets the ball back down, but scooped up by Kraft as East looking to break the ball back out to the opposite end. Ball comes near side. Played up towards Neiman. Isaiah Torque trying to bring the ball back out for the Red Raiders. Is Neiman, he gets the ball poked away from him. And going up, picked up about midfield for the Raiders. That was Kobe Verhulst. And the ball breaks down loose, and that's going to be scooped up by Pisek for the Raiders as he throws it way down to Lane Neiman. Brings the ball across his body, sends it up to Jared Seligowski, plays it up ahead looking for Isaiah Turk. Picked up by the Lumberjacks. Deegan Armagost fighting in that, and ball squirts loose, and that'll be scooped up there by Kraft. as he looks to roll it out, and he does, rolls it back out to Weiss. Weiss up ahead to Young. That gets kicked out of bounds by Karbowski as Young kick it back over to his teammate Weiss. Throws it in. Nice little throw in there as we're 5 minutes into the first half. Shot, sharp angle. That's going to be over the goal, out of play. So goal kick coming for the Red Raiders here. Oh, 5.5 minutes into the contest. Aiden Pysik lines it up, sets it on the goal line, or the box line, I should say. Boots it. Oh, she's going about halfway down the field. And it goes out of play. That'll be a throw-in for the Red Raiders. Throw-in coming quickly. Deegan Armagost cleared out by the Lumberjacks. And out of play. Throwing again for the Red Raiders. That's headed out. Looks like it was being headed out by East, but nope. Rapids last touched as East will be throwing it in. Here, 6:24. No score between East and Rapids. Comfortable night. Very little, if any, breeze. Real still out there. Going to get cold tonight. First freeze of the season, supposedly, coming our way. My pumpkin vines should be done. Corn was already done. That's never really been a question. Rapids able to disrupt that charge by the Lumberjacks. Torque with it midfield. Cross to the near side for Lane Neiman. Lane at about 20-yard line. Tries to center it. Misses the mark. Misses his teammate, Nathan Bouchard. He's able to corral it on the far side. Last touched by East, and they corral it, and now they're back on the move. A lot of bouncing to the ball. Torque steals that, but he gets a stolen right back away. As East trying to break out of their end. Rapids applying a little bit of pressure there, and East trying to figure out how to handle it right away. I think they're going to be all right, though. They move the ball back out. Comes up, and will be played by Pysik. As he scoops it up and boots it down halfway down the pitch. And see who comes away with that as it looks like East got the first touch. Played ahead to Donovan Young. Young dribbling up. Brings it up to midfield. Nicholas Strand, he tried to look for a place to go with it as he's had pull back up. Rapids had chance at that, and they do, and they clear it back out by Neiman, but that'll be a throw-in for East. East to throw it in. It'll be picked up by Neiman. He's giving a little bit of chase there. As Strand and Neiman are battling for it. Karbowski tries to clear it, and he's back in that. Isaiah Torque, he tries to head it out of there. He cannot. Ball comes loose, sent down into the end. And that's picked up by Pysik, and he kicks it back down. 8.5 into the game. No score between East and Rapids. Teams, both equal opportunities, I would say. I would say that each one has had a shot. As Pysik, he's in there to scoop it up yet again. For where he wants to go with it, he likes to kick it way out of the zone, back to neutral field. And kicked out of bounds. Throw in coming for the Red Raiders on the opposite side of the field. Rapids football, final home game of the regular season this Friday. Homecoming week against New Richmond. Might be a tough game for them. New Richmond's usually pretty good. The Rapids getting better and better as Lane Neiman up the far near side. Gets the ball poked away, goes out of bounds. He gets to throw it in. Rapids retains possession. 9.5 into the contest. Ball squirts through, a last touch by East. Third corner kick coming for the Red Raiders. Oh, third time, maybe the charm for Rapids. As their little trickeration go short, kick back out. Not everyone was in where they needed to be. Ball's bouncing loose, kicked out, and there was a whistle, stoppage of play. I think there was a handball in the box. Penalty kick coming for the Red Raiders. So Rapids has a chance here at 10:05 to take the lead. Penalty kick coming. I believe that will be Isaiah Torque with the opportunity. Handball in the box. He'll do that every time. As Torque lines it up. Kraft jumping up and down. Not sure which way he wants to go with it. Torque. He goes. And he scores! Rapids takes a 1-0 lead. Handball in the box leads to the first score of the game for the Red Raiders as they take a 1-0 lead, 10:06 into the contest. And Rapids got the start they needed. They've been able to start fast in all these games we've brought you. Fortunately, they have a little bit of a hard luck middle portion of the game, but hopefully third time's a charm as well as the ball comes loose and it's scooped up by Pysyk to ice that opportunity. So after that score, how about this, Seth? How about we take a minute break and we'll be back here. Continue this first half action where Rapids leads East 1-0 here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Yes, that time of year where the Halloween classics come on the radio. I always enjoy that. Awesome job, Seth, as always. East had a chance right there as they were able to break loose during the break, and a sliding deflection out of play gives them a corner kick, but to no avails. That went long. It was a good idea. They were aiming for the far post to tuck it in. Just couldn't get there. As Rapids with the throw-in, Zelagowski, he rips it in there. And that's going to be headed out by East. 12:15 left here into this first half. Rapids up 1-0 over the Lumberjacks. East using some speed to get down to the opposite end. And that's Nicarani as he sends one in. Shot low. Going to be save for Pysyk. That was a heck of a save. He let the rebound, though. So thankfully, there's no one there for East. It could have been catastrophic. Sure, I got all my paperwork I need. Neiman on the near side, weaving through defenders, centering attempt. No one home. He was intended that one for Deegan Armagost. He is just about 3 feet too far, and the ball goes out of play. Last touch by East. Corner coming for the Red Raiders, as that will be number 4 in the contest. 13:30 into the first half. Rapids up 1-0 over East on a PK by Isaiah Torque. Rapids getting pressure. 4 corner kicks in the game already. Here's the fourth one. Torque lines it up in the mass humanity in the box. Headed out by East, so they live to negate that one. And now on the sprint, breaking out quickly this side. Lucien Nicolani He's able to kick it back to Strand. More Rapids trying to get back into possession of the ball. East throws it in. Where Nicolani is able to nearly chip it up to his teammate. Goes out of bounds right in front of Walker Schmidt. Throw in for East. Jack Armagost kicks it up ahead to Deegan. Jack Ackerman to Deegan Armagost. Karbowski travels through the center of the field. Karbowski has it. Back to Torque. Ritt lets one rip from 30 yards out and over the goal for a goal kick coming up for East. 15 minutes into the game, and we'll bring up our first sponsor of the night. That will be Econ Electric. When your lights go out, who you gonna call? Econ Electric, of course. Get your generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss with Econ Electric. East, not able to clear the ball. Deegan Armagost takes a shot just over the crossbar. Boy, oh boy, that was a big turnover. Nearly put Lumberjacks down 2-0. About a foot and a half lower. That's panging off the crossbar, and it might be going in the back of the net. Getting the ball, getting a substitution for East. I didn't catch the number, my apologies. As East ends her down, Delgowski in the mix for it. But he's unable to clear it as Kobe Verhulst is able to. Ball's loose, taking it in is Jack Ackerman. And it was last touched, I want to say, by East. Another corner kick coming up for the Red Raiders. As they are really aggressive tonight, taking the ball into that goal box, creating opportunities as East kicks it out of bounds. Torque with the corner, cleared out by East. As East quickly brings the ball up to midfield. East's got a lot of speed. Boy, oh boy. A lot of good speed on that team as Schwalker Schmidt tries to clear the ball out. Last touch by East. Throw in coming Tim Karbowski for the Red Raiders. 17 minutes into the contest. Nearly at halftime of the first half. Again, 40-minute halves. No overtimes in the regular season. As Rapids leads 1-0 over East. East trying to get it pinned down deep, but they can't. Ball comes back out to midfield. Rapids able to clear it. But ball out of bounds. Throw in coming for the Red Raiders. 17:30 into the first half of play. Some substitutions in for both teams. Still too far away and a little too much glare for me to see as ball gets deflected out of bounds. Another throw-in for the Red Raiders coming up. As throw-in, perfectly placed. Torque is there. Zelagowski. He hits it, but it gets deflected back out away from the goal. But out of bounds. Throw-in coming for the Red Raiders. They keep the pressure on East. Ball gets behind East, but they try to clear it. Zelagowski looking for a header. He gets it up ahead to Isaiah Torque. Shot bounces. Picked up by Kraft. East is having some trouble keeping possession of the ball. I mean, they're having turnovers deep in their own end. And I'm sorry, but that's not good. If you're an East fan, Rapids is just fine. A beautiful night for soccer, nonetheless. Beautiful night for anything you got going on outside. Just having a, I know it's just Tuesday night, but having a little grill out. That'll be okay on a Tuesday night. Sitting around a fire, relaxing. Trying to shake off the early part of the week. I don't blame you. First kind of fall feeling weather we've had since, hate to say it, early September. East gets the ball up to midfield. Haven't had a shot on this possession yet. East looking a little frustrated at times. A couple players kind of throw their hands up in the air like, come on, what's going on here? Maybe it's just a bad pass, I'm not sure. As a centering attempt for the Red Raiders. Intercepted by East as they get the ball back up. Out of bounds, throw in for the Red Raiders. Kind of a scrum of athletes there. Throw in coming now for East. Last touch by the Red Raiders. Past a halfway point of the first half. 20 minutes, 11 seconds, and it is a 1-0 lead for the Red Raiders over East. Again, earlier, about 2 weeks ago, they played to a 0-0 draw, no score, up in Wausau. So, home field proving to be a little beneficial this time for the Red Raiders. As Patino for the Red Raiders, not able to come up with a loose ball. Shoved from behind for a foul. First foul of the game, I believe, for East. And that will be a free kick about 43 yards out for Jarrett Seligowski. And in the air, winds up, kicks, centering. And it's not a bad kick, but headed out. Going in for another follow-up just over the crossbar. That was close, was Kobe Verhulst. I'm sure you wouldn't mind having another opportunity at that. The ball goes over the crossbar, out of play. And 21-18 left into this first half. So, Seth, how about we take a minute break? We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Come back in to the action. East puts one into the net as they crashed into the... They were crashing hard towards the net. And Lucien Nicarani, he's able to have a real close opportunity by Pisek. And in the net, it goes, and we're at a 1-1 soccer game. 22:49, time of the goal. As that was close, but they got a goal. At least that's the way East was. At least that's the way East was celebrating. And they stopped the clock. So, and that's exactly what it was. As it was Nicorni. Peter Nicorni, excuse me. East draws even. 1-1 with the Rapids. Yeah, always want something to happen. You want something to happen. Always take a commercial break. That's when it always happens. As a shot taken near side. That was a nice one by Bonde Mizwana. And that was a nice little curl to it, but picked up by Pysik. Well done there, young man. Ball comes loose and out of bounds on the far side of the field, and throw in for East. Both teams battling midfield. Clearing attempt for the Red Raiders, trying to flip the field, and they're able to. 24-20 into this first half. Over halfway home in the first half. This ball comes up towards the east end. They're able to come away with it. Fancy footwork, but out of play. And time to be thrown in. That'll be Lane Neiman doing the honors. East Rapids get a couple substitutions. And throw it in will be Neiman, as he's been given the go-ahead. Throws it in. Off the chest of Deegan Armagos. Now a shot down low. Bounces off of Kraft and out of play. Corner coming for the Red Raiders. As, boy, that was a rocket of a shot off the foot of Isaiah Torque. Now on the far side, it will be, I believe, Neiman doing the honors. Either Neiman or Bouchard. One of the two. It'll be Bouchard and Neiman. As the ball gets headed out. Shot taken again by the Raiders. This ball bouncing. Now it's back out and East on the move. Everybody on side. Ball kicked out of play into the Rapids dugout. And we're going the other way. Throw in for the Red Raiders. Johnson & Sons Jeep. They've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a hometown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. Teams playing about midfield. One kicks one way, one kicks the other. Ball goes out of play. Throw in coming for East. 26-30 into the first half. Delagowski nearly intercepts that throw in. East trying to loft it up. And stays in play. Now there's a whistle. And now they say the other way. I thought it went out of bounds, but what do I know? East back on the move. Nice move. Could be point blank again. Shot. Bounce off the keeper. Centering again. Nobody home. As snaking in as East down low. They got some pretty good speed and ball movement. As Abande was the one who took that opportunity. Shot. And that's going to be wide of the post. Huge save there. For Pysik. My goodness. He got down low, cut off those angles. Ball bounced off of him. It's unfortunate he wasn't able to hold on to that initial shot, but no harm, no foul. As Pysik clears it up to about midfield. Boy, that was close. Goodness gracious. As East back on the attack, they're starting to get behind Rapids. And left-footed shot by Peter Nakrani. He's not able to connect. And it will be another goal kick coming up for Pysik. East cranking up the pressure. Turning it up. The Rapids back on their heels just a little bit. Trying to play some defense. Vysik to boot it away. Had some pretty good kicks to this game. And another one as that comes up to about midfield. Torque gets to it off of a chest play by East. Neiman pressuring Peter Nakrani. As Rapids intercepts it. Jack Ackerman tries to lift it up ahead to, I believe that is number four. That is Isaiah Torque. And they do, but it goes out of bounds. That'll be a goal kick coming for East. 29 minutes into the game. 11 minutes left before the intermission. During the intermission, going to kick her back to Seth, play a couple tunes. As get ready for an exciting conclusion coming up. It's been a fun first half. As goal kick intercepted by Walker Schmidt. Centering attempt looking for Torque off the mark as he's trying to pressure back. Schmidt battling down low with Ackerman trailing. Schmidt stops back to Ackerman. Ackerman then kicks it up ahead. Keeps it in bounds. That was close. As he gets around defender, centering attempt right into the hands of Kraft. He can't get it. Bouncing ball. East clears it. Ball still bouncing. Ackerman with it. And it's headed up in the air. Rapid still has it as Zeligowski has to stop as Rapids was called for a foul. Good sequence there. Rapids had chances. They weren't able to put one away. A little frustrating for the Red Raiders, I'm sure. As free kick corralled up by Torque about midfield. 30 minutes in as Zeligowski. He's able to pick up the ball, and he's racing it in, trying to drop it up ahead to Deacon Armagost, and that's going to be covered by Kraft here to get a little stoppage play. With that stoppage, Seth, how about we take a minute break? We'll be back here in a minute. 1-1 hockey game, or a soccer game between the Red Raiders and East, and we'll be back here in a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
As we come back, Rapids takes a shot, and it's just wide of the mark. They missed that far post by a foot on a breakout after a couple turnovers at midfield. Boy, Rapids nearly got the upper hand back. That was close, ladies and gentlemen. As I always say, and Randy always says it too, we want something to happen, take a commercial break, and it has happened as Rapids nearly gets back up on top, just wide of the mark. Boy, right, both teams really leaving it out there to this point. As battling in the east zone, that's Jack Ackerman. He gets the ball pushed away from him. Picked up by East on the far side. Ackerman's back in there, try to run some interference, and he does. But East needs to regroup. 8 minutes left to go in the first half. 1-1 hockey game, or hockey. I keep saying hockey. That's what I get for talking hockey the other day. As thinking of River Kings coming up. They got a big bunch of tournament games coming up. Showcase in New Jersey. Coach's old stomping grounds. And you go to the East Coast. It's so close together. It's always, it's all your stomping grounds. As ball comes up. Rapid shot, lane, Neiman sends it in. Perfect placement for Ackerman, and that's going to be kicked out. And a corner for the Red Raiders. That's number 7 in the first half. That's that says right there, Rapids is doing a great job pressuring East at their best option is just to kick it out of bounds along the end line and give up a free play. Free kick coming from that corner. Lane Neiman, arm in the air, boots it. Going to be right on target. Header in. Goal! Rapids off the corner kick. Gets the 2-1 lead with a huge celebration for the boys in black and red. The first couple tries won't work. The sixth time will. As time of the goal, 33-43. And didn't even have to take a timeout to do it, Seth. As going to wait for the official word on who scored that. That was set up beautifully. Kraft got caught up in the scrum and hit it at an angle that he was not able to get to it. Now let's see what East does, because you know they're not going to take that laying down. And they're on the attack. Sharp angled opportunity, and they take it. Back door. Nobody there. Ooh, East was there. They had an opportunity, but they just misplaced it just a little bit. And a scoop it by Pisek, and Rapids negates that opportunity. Nathan Bouchard gets the goal for the Red Raiders on the corner kick. And Deegan Arvgas takes a sharp angle shot. And nice diving save by Andrew Kraft. He's keeping East definitely in this game. He's had some outstanding saves so far as we have about 6 minutes to go before halftime. That being said, Rapids Transmission, we're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do, oh, so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair. I've got a good buddy of mine who's listening to the game while doing the breaks, and, you know, could have gotten a free quote on that, John. You know, got to help out our sponsors, my friend. He's had a heck of a go with some of his automobiles lately. He likes turning wrenches, so not a big deal, but still, he didn't know what he was doing. He could get a free quote out of all of them, out of Rapids Transmission. The ball played about even midfield. Deegan Armagos gets the ball loose, and he gets taken down. There will be a foul on that and a free kick coming for the Red Raiders. That free kick's going to be about 15 yards out, and that's going to be taken by Lane Neiman. Rapids trying to center it up. Neiman, four steps back. Rapids trying to stay onside. They're crashing the net. Shot up. Header. And a goal! Rapids goes up 3-1. Perfect setup. And Rapids is rolling here right before halftime. 36-13 off a set plays. And a free kick off a header. As actually, both goals were off set plays. One a corner kick, one a free kick. Headed in. And Rapids in business over the Lumberjacks. 3-1. You wonder about Rapids, you know, having all these draws in games they really needed to win. And how are they going to go into the playoffs here? You've got to be happy with how they're playing now. Egan Armagost with the goal. Lane Neiman with the assist. Great job, Rapids, on really chiseling away as they are still going after it. Neiman on the near side with just over 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Yeah, my buddy John doing the breaks, and it's kind of funny. I did brakes for the first time in my mechanical existence about a year ago on the truck, and you know, ain't that the heck of it? You do something like that, and then the oil pump decides to die, and the motor's not doing so hot. So at least I know I can stop. It just may not stay running. As the ball goes out of bounds, thrown in by East, Rapids has it midfield. Now they're saying that it was a handball, or a late whistle, actually. That's what they motion, a late whistle. Rapids with the throw-in here. 3 minutes to go, first half. Rapids up 3-1 over the Lumberjacks. As throw-in, played a little too hard by Zeligowski. Now a throw-in for the Lumberjacks. I mean, clearly, if you're not comfortable doing any of that work on your vehicle, don't do it. But if you do, only way you're going to learn. The only way you're going to learn is by doing sometimes. Is ball comes up and kicked, and now a stoppage. Checking on Rapids player on the far side to make sure he's okay. As trainer's coming up. Stoppage of play, 37-41. They're making sure everybody's okay, as they should. There might have been a collision there. No cards that I saw were awarded. As trainers are looking at the Rapids player that got shaken up out there. But yeah, that's a heck of it with mechanical work. I mean, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself, but the problem is, if you're not comfortable, don't risk your safety or anybody else's. Just let the professionals handle it. I know it might not like having a light wallet for a while, but what's the price on safety? So, Rapids now trying to keep the ball down deep. East trying to break it out. And there's just under 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Rapids up 3-1 as the ball comes up and goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Red Raiders. Goal kick coming. Kraft trying to kick it as far as he can. Try to get one last push here before the intermission for East. Rapids up 3-1 over the Lumberjacks. Good kick. Met up there by Lane Neiman. Neiman with it. Fancy footwork. Trying to get it back down, and he's unable to. East trying to break it out. Zeligowski steps in as he's able to get around a couple defenders. Tried a nice leave up. He was looking to leave it up for Verhulst, and he wasn't able to get there. As there's 1 minute left to go in the first half, as there is a yellow card being given to Wasa East's number 10, Lucia Necrani. Not sure what the call will be, but there will be a free kick coming for the Red Raiders. As everybody lining up to be where they need to be. It'll be Neiman to do the honors, and he boots it a little short. East comes up with it. And Rapid steals it right back. Schmidt, Zeligowski back to Schmidt. Kicks it back out to Neiman, and he kicks that a little too strong. And out of play, as we're under 30 seconds left to go in this first half of play. Rapids holding a 3-1 advantage over the Lumberjacks. Goal kick coming for Andrew Kraft. Yeah, 10 seconds to go as Rapids trying to just ice this ball here. 4-3-2-1 as the shot comes in. And it's going to be whistle done. But hey, even though there's a groan of the crowd, oh boy, that was a heck of a go of it, as Rapids holds a 3 to 1. Advantage here is both teams with 3 shots on goal. Rapids with 7 corner kicks. East with 1, and both goalies here with 3 saves. So, Seth, we'll take about a 10-minute break here, and we'll be back here for the exciting second half here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon the ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw flying through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. Horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you wanna save your soul from hell, of riding on our rain. And cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should would never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel when you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can